This is a compensation phase one hearing for Gerard Senior, ABC number 277372. And this is the Irvine Board of Executive Clemency. We have four board members present today. Those would be Dr. C.T. Wright, Madam Joe Wittenhouse, I'm Louis Canaris, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Mr. Senior is 57 years old, serving a six-year sentence for third-degree burglary, which began on September 3rd, 2015. We're asking for a 10-month reduction in the sentence. His current CSDD is August 25th, 2020, and if the reduction is granted, his new CSDD will be December 7th, 2019. Mr. Seegers is asking for this reduction because he feels he has changed and will be able to prove that he can be crime-free. He has plans on becoming a counselor for the local youth and hopes to convince them to not repeat his mistakes. He also was severely injured while working for CME, and that changed his attitude for the better. In regard to the third grade with Mr. Seeger, feels that the state did not handle his case in a timely manner and that unnecessary delays lengthened the total amount of time he would have to serve. The police did not have a suspect, but they had fingerprints and DNA samples. Mr. Seeger committed other offenses and was in DLC custody when his DNA and fingerprints were matched to this offense, and he was subsequently charged and offered a plea agreement. I think part of the delay during his three-grade time was because he was in custody of DOC and rather than anybody not wanting to do things in a timely manner. The offense was committed on April 7, 2010 and involved breaking into a Kmart store after hours and stealing about $30,000 worth of jewelry. In April 2011, Mr. Seeger committed another crime and was ultimately sentenced to prison. After 3 years, in 2014, he was contacted by detectives about the infant offense. Mr. Seeger has a very extensive criminal history dating back to 1982 in California and Nebraska for assault on a police officer, numerous counts of burglary, possession of stolen property, failure to appear, vehicle theft, robbery, along with many misdemeanors and charges that were not prosecuted. Mr. Seeger's plea agreement, allegations of previous felony convictions other than one were dismissed, lessening the term of this sentence because of a lessening of aggravation. And this sentence was allowed to run concurrent with the sentences he was serving at the time that he was convicted of this sentence. So in other words, when he was in prison and found out he was serving a sentence and this sentence was put in there as a concurrent to what he was already in for or rather than consecutive. He must have walked away from the desk and never came back. He received I was looking up and I don't know what my notes are for the sentencing. But with the third degree burglary, it was considered non-dangerous, but repetitive and had one prior. He received just about half of the presumptive and maximum sentence. Due to the fact that he had such an extensive criminal history and that he was allowed to run this one concurrent with sentences he was already serving, rather than being consecutive, I do not feel that the sentence is at all excessive, but I want this discussion from my fellow board members of the committee.
Mr. Neal, thank you. I'd just like to read two things that I noted, just to have them on the record.
Okay.
And one of the statements is from Mr. Seeger's application. for this commutation, and he says, and I'll quote him directly, "I'd like to start by saying that I have just recently moved here to Phoenix, Arizona, in which I did not put any effort in trying to locate a job. As I've gotten familiar with the city of Phoenix, I put my criminal thinking to work. I searched the city for a crime I can commit without hurting anyone in the process, and also putting a strong effort in planning my getaway." That's a direct quote from the application. And then a direct quote from the pre-sentence investigation is, under the section called Defendant's Statement, "Regarding the present offense, the defendant explained that he committed a burglary because he fell on some financial hard times. He indicated he takes responsibility for his actions and remarked that his plea agreement is appropriate." Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Thank you. Okay, so if we go over the discussion, I'm going to make a motion in regards to Garden Seniors, agency number 277372. And the motion is to not move Mr. Seniors forward to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Agree.
Both myself, second by Mr. Thomas, and moved by Dr. Wright, Mr. Matt. So this is the hearing.